Hello, I'm Janet Symes and I work for Christian Aid. I've just been in Gaza for a couple of days to see the work our partners are already doing in response to the recent war and to see for myself what the impact has been on people's daily lives. You can probably still see the images in your mind that have been on our TV screens of the horrific consequences of the war on all sides. The images of buildings totally destroyed and the tragic pictures of bodies of children being pulled out of destroyed homes. But there was so much that I experienced that can't be shown on the TV, and I'd like to be able to communicate some of that to you now. One of the lasting impacts of this recent bombardment will undoubtedly be on people's psychological state. Everyone I met told me that they'd never been so afraid. Tragically, many of them have lived through attacks before, but this time they said that the intensity was so great, the missiles were targeting so many places, but there was just nowhere that they could feel safe. One person told me how the missiles were different from before, how her house shook so much and for such a long time that she was convinced it would collapse on her and her family, even though the missile had hit a target elsewhere. They told me of how their children are still having nightmares even now, a few days later. The night after the ceasefire, there was a huge thunderstorm which caused their children to panic, and they're fearful that they will not be able to support their children to deal with this situation. One woman showed me her hands. "Look, they're still shaking even now," she said. That's why one of our main priorities is to support organizations that are providing support to children. They've already started giving out toys, encouraging them to express themselves through art and through play. I just feel that this is the work that is going to be so important for the future.